do is experience the magic. Maybe we can't even experience the magic. Maybe we're too deep into the dark zone here. To him, they put a dunk on it, all right. Do you think that the backing vocalist people have like lyric sheets that say, like, bada wada, bada wada, like, so that they're all saying the same shit? Or is it just inherently known if you're in this shit that you're always gonna go, oh yeah, well it's a guitar, yeah, it's a guitar part, so we're gonna go bada da, bada da, that's what you do. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Yeah, no, write that down. Scott, no! this guy since, gosh, probably 1992. I don't know. Figured it out. Hard to fit 1,000 dead rats in someone's mouth. I just, you know. Plus a ninja. Wow.
How to start your own internet business.
Oh, finally.
Essential
information
you need when starting and running your internet business. As read by Scott Woodside. Chapter 1.
Thank you, Scott Woodside.
Starting an internet business. The basics you need to know. If you're thinking about starting an internet business, you probably have a million questions that
you
would
love
to have answered before you invest valuable time and, of course, money. Each year, people just like you start businesses that fail within a couple of months.
What?
This can be for several reasons: poor planning, not enough research, not enough financial resources, unforeseen expenses, time constraints, or other obligations. When starting any business, there is always a certain amount of risk involved, of course, but all too often, people get an idea for a business and jump right in without planning and taking the time to research properly. Taking an extra month or two to create a solid business plan, obtain finances, and conduct research to gauge the chances of the business succeeding are ways that you can increase your
chances. I gotta say, the album art for this is fucking
successful,
incredible.
Business. Here are some types of internet businesses. And of course, this is the most basic decision you can make when starting
an internet
business.
Business. What are we doing?
You should ask yourself the following questions
Porno.
During brainstorming sessions.
Porn.
Types of internet businesses.
Porn business.
This is the most basic decision you can make when starting an internet business. You should ask yourself the following questions during brainstorming sessions.
Okay.
For instance, what type of business am I interested in starting?
Porn.
What skills do I have?
Support.
What skills am I willing to learn?
Support.
What am I passionate about?
Porn.
What services can I provide to customers?
Access to
what
porn.
Level of computer experience do I have?
I'm okay.
What are my faults as a business person?
Well,
what are my
too
strengths
many to list
as a business
here.
Person? What motivates me? Take
porn.
Your time
porn.
When answering these questions and try to be as honest as possible. If you need to learn how to be a better business person, acknowledge this fact and try to find ways to fix it. There are hundreds of businesses you can choose from, too. These are just the tip of the iceberg. You may want to open a shop of some kind and use the internet to fulfill customer orders and advertise your company. Some businesses are run solely on the internet, while others gain exposure from the internet. Many local and national businesses market themselves on the internet through websites and by advertising on search engines, blogs, and databases.
Once
you've decided on the type of business you want to get
into, a lot of database
you should conduct research about your new business. You should find out more about your competition, the startup costs involved, advertisement costs, and how to ship your product to customers. Researching quality computer software for tracking orders, balancing expenses, and keeping track of your income are also very important. Beginning your research. Research is a very broad term. You should pay particular attention to the following. Name for your business, competition in your area, marketing options, financing options, equipment needed, startup cost, registering your business, tax information. In order to get the most from the time you spend researching, here are a couple of tips to consider. Begin your research by typing in a couple of keywords, you know, the type that are used to describe your business.
Ass.
For example, if you want to open a photography studio, you should type into the search engine your town name and photography.
Petaluma.
See how many other freelance photographers there are in your area. Visit some of their websites to see what they offer and the prices they're charging. This will give you a great idea of your market and the amount of competition you're going to have. If you specialize in a certain type of photography, you should conduct a search to see how many other people offer the same services.
It turns out it's a lot.
Or you should consider broadening your scope of what you want to offer. By researching what is available to your customers, you'll be able to recognize areas in which you're going to need to improve or alter your skills. After you've conducted a thorough internet search, you should look up places to market your product or service on the internet. Again, this will involve using search engines. These days, there are so many places on the internet that allow business owners to advertise and to market their skills. The biggest obstacle people seem to have on the internet is distinguishing themselves from their competition. Joining a few open forums, internet marketplaces, message boards, and job sites will help increase your exposure. The final phase of research involves sitting down and creating plan for computer equipment that you may need, an advertising budget, materials, and any other cost you can think of that may come up as you start your new business. You should plan on going over this budget slightly, so be sure to have enough money to cover emergency expenses. If you conduct enough research and find ways to advertise and market your business, you'll be off to a great start. All too often, when people do get caught up in the idea of running their own businesses, they forget the practical side. You should plan on low-income earnings for about a year after you start your business. This is not to say that you won't make any money, but most businesses do not perform as well as many people think they should during their first year. This is for many reasons. Word of mouth can take a couple of months to spread. You have to organize and plan your website, and you may not get the amount of traffic to your site right away. Don't get discouraged. If you can get past the first year, your business will begin to grow and start to turn a profit. Before you quit your day job, without the proper startup money, your business will fail before it even gets off the ground.
Oh, no.
You have to put together some sort of a business plan that will outline your expenses, the amount of money you have to invest, and the time you can put into your business. This doesn't have to be a complex plan, but it should be a guide that will help you stay on task and meet certain goals. Ideally, you should have 3 to 6 months worth of income saved before quitting your job. Many people start internet business part-time, and when they have enough money, or when their business takes off, then they will quit their jobs. This is a decision that only you can make, but you should consider the following factors before throwing caution to the wind. Housing cost, car cost, bills, loans, family expenses, food, and of course, health insurance. These are the essentials that you need to pay every month in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Be sure these can be covered first before leaving that steady paycheck. Also, remember that health insurance can cost a lot more when you purchase it yourself. Being prepared for these costs will make those first few months of limited profits seem a lot less stressful. Help is available. If you're new to the world of the internet or you don't have much business experience,
what is the internet?
You may want to take a couple of classes online or at your local college in order to learn about how to run an online business. Following is a list of courses that will provide the help and the guidance you're going to need along the way. You can continue taking classes if you would like while setting up your new business. Basic business, marketing, consumer science, finance, basic accounting,
just a list
basic
of
computer,
class
internet,
names that
HTML,
may or may not be offered anywhere
design,
near you. But
business writing, creative writing, Taking classes will also allow you to become acquainted with other business people who you can network with. If you're still employed but want to take business classes, there are many online programs that allow you to fit classes into your busy schedule. If you don't have a business background, it is recommended that you take a basic business course. There are many pitfalls in running an internet business. Having business knowledge will help avoid these pitfalls and build a very successful business. Advertising and marketing. Successful internet businesses are built on great websites, strategic advertising, and time. The cost for these items can be staggering depending on the skills you already possess and the ways you go about marketing your business. See, since advertising is so important, you should be fully aware of what good advertising can do for your business and also what poor advertising won't do. There are four ways to advertise your internet business.
Four ways.
Number one,
only four.
Creating a website.
Okay.
Number two, marketing campaigns.
Got
three,
it.
Blogs.
Blogs.
Four,
okay.
Open forums.
That's it.
If
open
you can
forums.
At least two of these advertising strategies into your
building a website.
Plan, your business will increase over time. This will require
marketing
you to
campaigns.
Work on your part for the first 3 years. The best way for your customers to find you online is through your website. This site showcases the best of what you have to offer. You should include descriptions, photos, graphics, and anything else you can think of that will encourage your customers to linger and to perhaps make a purchase. There are a few ways to go about creating a website, but you're going to have to purchase a web domain before going any further.
What?
For a small monthly fee, you can purchase a web domain from search engine companies that will ensure
you can purchase
that your
a web domain from search engine
and
companies
address are original. You'll have to register the name and the web address that you would like to
use. That's not true at all.
So that other people can't use it. You can also search to see if the name you have chosen is already taken. After securing a web domain, you are ready to construct your website. Now, if you have little or no experience in designing a website, you may want to hire a professional web designer. This can cost you, however, but the final result will be a polished website that you can alter at any time.
Okay.
This is why budgeting is very important before starting an internet business, because there will always be unexpected costs. If you want to design the website yourself, you'll have to read about HTML, which is computer code, and other issues that will come along.
What?
There are many tutorials available for free that will guide you step by step, if, of course, you're willing to take the time to learn
how to
use code to put your pages together. You can also purchase software that will make creating your website a lot easier. Once you've learned how to design the pages of your site, you'll have to create a flow that's easy to follow, showcases your work, and will entice customers. This may take many hours setting up individual pages in order to create rational flow throughout.
I'm trying to start an internet business over here. I don't have hours.
The intro page, item or service descriptions, frequently asked questions page, customer comment page, ordering information and forms, order tracking page, and confirmation. You should have links to these pages on your intro page. This will make navigating the site a lot easier. Make sure the links can be seen clearly and that they are working all of the time. Web content is equally important as photos and graphics. Since people will want to read about your business, having an intro page that includes details about the business will be very necessary. Other content should include product or service descriptions,
okay,
instructions on how to place an order, confirmation pages, and captions. Your content
captions?
Should be grammatically correct,
no,
conversational and
grammatically correct. I've had enough.
Thank you.
art out there of Sonic the Hedgehog and Guile fucking? More than I would think. I don't know. I would think there would be a lot. But I don't know that I've ever seen any. Hey, you know, things seem to be working out fine between me and my new lady. Even at her favorite restaurant, did a couple shows, and even been to church. But I started wondering why every time we got together to eat, she starts talking about how well she can cook. I told her, come on now, we've been through this already. But you know what? You can't cook in the kitchen. You gotta be able to cook in bed. Come on, baby, I know she went all right. Cooking in bed with you, I wanna know. Can you cook in bed? Cause my mama, he gotta be fed. Take off that apron, take off your shoe.
Thank you.
Hot Picks. So many people on motorcycles wear cameras on their helmets. Is it like an insurance thing? Like, hey, this guy caused this accident. Like, is it like, hey, in case I get in a grisly accident, you can see into me? All right, now we got an R way on a grid to help facilitate that police action. Cop's gonna get down to the end of the bridge and then immediately spin around and go back, because there was like six or seven cops going the other way. Like cop cars, some unmarked units, some other shit. So it looks like he just, Something's going on. That's my determination. Come on! Shit is going down north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Or on the northbound side of the Golden Gate Bridge, I don't know.
Down up the bitch tree, walk with me.
many of the finest machinima soundtracks for my car, thanks.
Even doctors.
Constipation
occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years. Because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
That does sound nice.
Smoking on my new, all the pussy that I'm cool. I be moving side to side. I be moving to the groove.
Fucking good music.
Save some more for me, stop cheating. I just have a piece. Stop cheating! Stop posing and stop cheating! I just know you won't stop it! You just know all will be done and there! Stop cheating! Save someone for me! Stop cheating! I just have a boo! Stop it! You already have a stack of diamonds! Just
good person this song.
Thank you.
Just keeps finding fucking new ways to suck. This is great. Like around every corner is another fucking slap in the face.
Everything's gonna be alright.
way she likes it. Again. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Get your wiggling in now.